Friends and family, welcome to another episode of Working On It. We got Chris Olsen in the building.
I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out. I think personally.
Immediately, best friends.
Best friends. I knew we would be, but like, well, yes. We have been for years.
Well,
now.
For years, right. Famously.
It's crazy that we like came back and rekindled.
As you'll see on TikTok, yeah. For sure.
Which is so
crazy. I'm so glad we both ended up in LA after all these years.
Like, we made it. A lot of people don't get off that rock.
Right, right. We're both famous musicians.
Mm-hmm. You can really sing.
Oh, thank you.
No, I watch your singing ones.
You can sing?
No,
he
but
can sing.
When you did, you commented on one of them, mm-hmm. and I did screenshot it and send it to a lot of my friends, and I was like, I think this is the most validated I'll ever be in my
singing. So good, because not only are you like, you have the pitch, right?
Thank
and
you.
The tone is really hard, because my husband has pitch, but his tone is like but also emotion.
Yeah.
Emotion's hard to sound good with.
Like, totally.
If someone tells me to record a song and they're like, yeah, but get deep with it, I'm immediately pitchy. And
right.
You have all three.
Oh, so, my God. Thank you. Well, it's the musical theater training.
It is. That's
for
what
sure.
It is. Yeah.
That they lead with truth there. Right. If you're not crying, you're not doing
you're
well.
You're always crying while singing.
Yeah. Looks like it. Yes. Yes. But that's like my charm, you know?
I love that about you.
Yeah. Thank you.
What am I missing?
So Ryan's so For You page, we're talking about TikTok. Chris Olsen runs TikTok. You have like, I think 7.4 million.
I do. Wow.
Followers.
You're kept up.
She checked
it. She's checked in.
yeah. And you run TikTok, mostly mine, but every now and then you're on Ryan's For You page.
Yeah. So pretty much you're like, we're going to have Chris Olsen on the podcast. I'm like, cool. This guy looks great. Well, why is he on my For You page? What's going on? Like, you just pop up out of nowhere and I'm like, oh, all right. Good guy.
Because he's a good guy and he's funny.
Thank
but it's crazy because my algorithm is really just video games,
okay,
boobs, conspiracy theories.
Chris Olsen.
Chris Olsen.
Wow. So we have the same For You page. That's exactly what comes up on mine all the time, for sure. Well, I know, I do know I'm on a lot of Megan's For You page because I discovered as I made a video back in the day about how you follow both of my accounts.
Oh,
And I frequently will freak out when I get a comment. So I'm glad that I haven't annoyed you thus far after seeing it for so long.
What's with the multiple accounts?
I started a spam account in last summer. Yeah, I think last summer, not this past summer, the summer before that. And I was like, because TikTok had become a job a little bit. And I was like, I kind of want to find the fun in TikTok again. And so let me just have an account where I just do whatever I want and like be messy. And my main TikTok was mostly couple content. So I was like, let me do stuff on my own too.
Gotcha.
And then I really wasn't taking it. I wasn't making that much content for it until a few months later. And I really just started being like, I actually love my vibe on here as well. And I feel like they're two different vibes. They hit very different audiences. There are some people who have no idea that I have a main account on my spam account. And there are people who do not need to watch my spam account stuff for my main account. So
I loved it all.
It's the alt account, dude.
That's how you know you're good at TikTok too, by the way.
Thank you.
You're like, it's my extra account.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am impressed when people figure out TikTok. I feel like it's pretty difficult to kind of pop off.
When you meet them too, though, like you can tell like, oh, this is their life. Like you walked in here and you're like, hey, can I just film this one little thing with no music, just us being cute? And I'm like, okay, probably. Okay. Yeah. This is probably what
strategic.
You're going to edit later.
Strategic. Yeah,
I'm like, oh, I have nothing prepared.
my notes app, this can just,
you do homework.
Be for the video. It's like these are my ideas from over the years. Like it doesn't stop.
Did you go to college for this?
No,
like
I went
marketing?
I went to college for musical theater.
Uh-uh.
So this kind of just came to be in quarantine.
What's your dream goal then? Are you trying to be an actor?
I would love to, the initial goal was finish college, move to New York, try to be on Broadway.
Broadway.
That was the...
Oh, you're a Broadway baby.
I'm obsessed with Broadway.
Wow.
That's everything to me. So that was my initial goal was I was going to school at the Boston Conservatory.
Okay.
That's now part of Berklee College of Music in
Boston.
Wow. I'm all around Massachusetts.
That.
So
I did their summer program. The
oh, you did?
5 week.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Straight.
So
that's where
that's
my boyfriend.
Boyfriend. so that, so yeah, I was, that was going to be the initial goal, but halfway through my junior year, COVID hit and everything shut down. And so many of the plans just started changing.
But I feel like for the best. I don't know.
Well, definitely
still
for the best.
You'll still be on Broadway someday.
I hope to be, but I also do. I fully love what I'm doing now. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm very happy for the happy accident of TikTok coming into my life.
Yeah. I feel like that can only help you with auditions, right?
Yeah, totally. I think it's one thing about like for Broadway in New York is I feel like you do have to be pretty New York based.
Yeah.
Like it's not like I'm auditioning for a lot of those things because most of them are happening in New York and you have to be there. So I'm like thinking over my next few years, if my plan is to like try to be in New York more often, get a place there, maybe like... I know, but like
I hate it.
I'm actually a New York lover.
I can tell. Yeah,
as soon as I like put on my
headphones. Because you're a survivor. Like you could do it.
Yeah.
I get shoulder checked in there when I'm walking in the streets and I cry like for the rest of the day. I can't handle it.
But I feel like you probably have had to spend a fair amount of time in New York.
And I hate it. I have to go next week and I'm just dreading it.
Yeah, every time.
For work. And it's always work. Like Fallon is the only reason I go there.
Yes.
And I love him. And that's the only reason why I will go there.
Right. But that's, you know, that's not a bad reason to have to go to New York for sure.
Should I go there? And I'm like, I fucking feel alive in this city.
Same.
I feel like I'm close to death, you know? Like something's going to hit me.
My life is not going to be going
on. It's on the edge.
I don't have long to live.
Yeah.
I like when I would take the bus there from Boston when I was in school, I would immediately get off the bus, put on my headphones and like go on the subway. Mm-hmm. And I would be like listening to my Broadway and I'd be like, I'm home. I'm like, I love that. I immediately get slightly jaded.
Yeah.
My face drops. I look angry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
you have to play the part.
Exactly. So I feel like I fit in well there. And I didn't feel like I fit in well in LA when I first
really
moved.
Why?
Because it's such a different kind of atmosphere than I've ever been in. I don't know if you guys feel this like as an East Coast kid.
Yes.
Everything's walkable.
Well, we just stay home.
Yeah, you stay home or if...
We are our friends.
Right, right.
Yeah, but when I was first out here, I was trying to... Like, you have to adapt.
Yes. Yeah, like, adapt a lot of people who would move out here, I would say, why don't you go out with Ryan? You'll have a great time. And they would, and they would meet friends.
But it took
like
me
that.
A while to get to that point. It took me a couple of years.
Alcoholism.
And then it took me, like...
Me as well.
It took me 4 years to really...
Back in. Yeah. How long have you been sober?
I have been sober 4.5 years now.
Congrats.
It's September 28th is my date. And September 28th, 2017.
Awesome.
I think. I could be getting the year wrong, but I just...
Yeah. I don't even know his, and it was a big deal for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
June 1st.
Oh, that's a nice number.
June 1st? It's like, it's not far from now.
Almost up to a year, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right?
Yeah, that's great.
And like cold turkey, like no help. Just did it.
Oh, see, I went to rehab for a year.
A whole year?
And I was down in Florida for basically a year. They get you. It was a 90-day program that they are just like, you need a little more time.
Got it.
I was actually out of the inpatient program within like 5 months. And that was like early for a lot of people.
Wow.
There were people who were in the program going to therapy 3 times a day there every day for like 9-10 months. And it's how they get you.
I mean, my situation was booze and blow. I was like, I think I could pull this off. And then I started training for the marathon and that was just like
he had
a whole rehab.
Yes.
The trainer compound here was my rehab facility. You know, they
it
don't
is
know
a nice land.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were checking in on me and then I was just running.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
the next 6 months.
I mean, I got very into fitness when I was in.
You're fit as fuck.
Thank you.
Your body's a wonderland.
My gosh.
You have like abs and an ass.
This is because we've dated. I'm like,
when you were straight.
When I was straight. Unfortunately,
straight
things have changed.
Things have changed.
But yeah, I became very into fitness during, I feel like it's a very integral part for a lot of people's sobriety journey because you have so much of that pent up energy that you're just like, I need to get this out somehow and almost be like too tired to want to destroy myself at the end of the
day
or something like
that. Yeah. Every weekend I was just dead on the couch because I ran 15 miles that morning. And there's just like no urge
to
go out.
Wild.
I was like, let's go. I was like, nah.
Yeah.
I
a kid does that to you too. 7 p.m. Yes. I'm like, let's go to bed.
Right, right. Yeah. I was just in Pittsburgh with my friend, my sister, Abby Herbert. Not my friend, my sister, Abby. And their newborn is almost one. Yeah. And
Poot is so cute.
Poot is so cute.
I love them.
But Poot is getting, it's like the first time I visited, Poot was an angel. She still is.
Poot?
Shit, he doesn't know Poot.
That's their
sweet
baby's
baby girl.
Oh, and that would be so confusing to first hear.
Yeah, I was like, what?
He said it so casually.
You're like,
Poot, she's famous on TikTok.
You've heard of her, of course.
Okay. I literally was like, Daryl, you know Poot? And he was like, what? I was like, oh my God.
How does the world not know Poot at this point?
Yeah.
But the first time I visited, she was an angel, like the easiest baby ever. The second time she was starting to grow teeth. So it was like, she's cute, but like, you know, it's getting a little tough. And then this last time it was like, we're having a time.
Riley's like walking, but running.
Yeah.
And teething. And he just goes around like mini me. He like,
it's fucking hilarious.
And we're like, what do you need?
You don't know what they want.
He's just upset for no reason. And that's why it like confirms that I'm like, I love being an uncle.
I'm like, where is your wife and
fuck
child?
No, cousins.
Because I, as soon as things were getting rough, I was like, I'm going to go.
Yeah. this is a lot.
I'm going to go.
I'll just get out of your way.
Oh, you guys have fun. Yeah, literally.
I'll do a diaper. Bye.
All done.
It is crazy to me the things you have to do as a mother. Yeah. It gives me so much more respect for moms everywhere.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't really imagine taking care of a dog on my own right now while that's my next step. But like a child... Also, like, that this is something you're going to be doing for
forever.
Like, yeah, forever.
No days off.
It's not like people always say for the next 18 years. I'm like, I still call my parents very often.
My mom's
like
here every day.
Yeah.
She's my full assistant, which is what parents are.
Right. It's not the next 18
I still
18
remember
years.
My 18th birthday, and I was pretty baked with my girlfriend at the time. And she's like, this is going to be your last birthday you spend with me. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, I don't think that's going to be the case. And then, you know, I just turned 20. What did I turn? 29. Spent my birthday with mom.
29. Yeah.
It's so just
it's
forever.
It's a full circle. You're like,
I'm trying to force her to move in. She refuses. I'm like, well, can I move you closer to me?
Right.
She's like, I'm 20 minutes down the street. I'm like, that's pretty far.
Yeah.
At nighttime, you know?
like, that's a 20-minute drive.
That's
20-30.
Right.
That's multiple songs. It's almost an episode of a TV show.
Exactly.
Now you came in here and you said I was a Nantucket summer kid.
Well, you didn't know this, but we used to hang out on the strip.
Yeah.
Yes. On the strip, right?
Yep.
Tacos.
Remember? That's where all the cool kids go.
Bro.
The pizza.
Yes.
What did the summer kids call it?
What did you guys call it?
It was where Young's Bicycle was and like Steamboat Pizza.
That strip. No, I know. It's very dangerous.
No, it's all still there. That's where the ferry,
yeah, right.
That's where you drive.
That's where we used to like smoke weed, remember?
Yes. Big old weed smoker on the strip. That's Chris. Everyone knew me as
Tacos.
This is what we would drink when I was younger, was like Gatorade bottles filled with vodka.
That was a move because then it's like you would leave some Gatorade in it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it's still like yellow.
Kind of like the chaser.
You don't have to chase.
One time I just had only Cap Morgan's in the Gatorade bottle and the cop's like, what's in the bottle? I go, Gatorade. He's like, no, it's not.
Like
I go,
just
yes, it is.
Brown
this is
Gatorade.
And I'm like, if I could just tell my mind that this is Gatorade.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, it's not Gatorade. Like, yes, it is.
I haven't had alcohol in so long. And still the thought of some of the liquor that I would have like makes me cringe.
Yeah.
The smell
of
like
liquor.
I was doing anything. Yeah. To anything. Just like
so
get me fucked up. Yeah. But it was like.
I love beer, tequila, wine. Tried to stay away from vodka.
But you also did some hard whiskey shit.
Yeah, I love the nightcap, dude. I don't know who I thought I was. I just would love whiskey on the rocks.
No, and yeah. See, I was never like, I never got to a classy point like that.
well, it was never, it started classy, right. But I would have half the bottle or more.
Yes.
And then just fall asleep frozen on the couch.
I would take the glass from his arm and he would still be stuck in that position. Mm. And I was like, is that a problem? Yeah. Like, is this when we say something?
Yeah. He'd be frozen. I was like pre-gaming the pre-game for the pre-game in college. Yeah. Like okay.
You would show up shit faced to the pre-game.
Yes, but I thought no one noticed. I'm being undercover, right? And my friends would always tell me, like, no, like, we can see it in your eyes because they just like slowly fall at half mast. And it's like, but I mean, in college, it's really tough because there are some people who are just hard partiers and there are some people who it's an actual problem for. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you just get really confused as if it's like, maybe I just love partying or I think this is probably a much deeper issue.
I think like a lot
the beginning of my journey here, my friends are very confused. They're like, you don't have a problem. I was like, you don't know me. Like, you don't know who I am.
He always did say it, during but it was like laughing.
Like you would say.
Because they would see me out and I'd be fine. But I was like, this is what I'm drinking this amount every single night.
Yes.
Or I'd be like, how do you do this? How do you go out every night? You'd be like, because I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And we would all laugh. And then I was like, oh, is that a cry for help?
And no, because I think like many more people do that than we know. Yeah. Like when people say that to me, even if as a joke, I'm like, I know there's truth behind that message.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, at least I know you're maybe struggling with something. And so, well, you know, we laugh it off because it's not the time to have that kind of conversation. But I definitely had admitted to it much earlier than I had gotten sober.
Also, he's like that lax bro that like never shows emotions and then will like punch a hole in the wall once every 6 years.
I did it one time and I was 18.
It was startling.
One time.
I was scared.
I was like, oh no.
You weren't even there, dude.
I heard about it though.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
And I saw the hole.
Right.
No. But I also was the guy, everyone would fly out to, they're like, I'm in town. I go, I'm going to take care of you. I was always taking care of everyone else and not myself. I would be like, fuck, I don't want to go out, but my friend's in town. I feel obligated to be like, here's the famous Hollywood bullshit that you want to see. I know you want to see, but I'm so done with it. So I'm just going to fucking disappear.
Right.
I would love to ask you about that. Have people changed around you?
Since getting sober?
Since getting poppin'.
Oh.
On the TikTok.
I would say it's a mix of yes or no. I think I'm very fortunate to have already had a really good support system.
Yeah. And good fan base. Good support system.
Support system, fan base, family. Like, I feel like in getting sober, I shed a lot of friends after that because there were a lot of friends who maybe only wanted me to party or only felt like they could connect with me in that way. And when when I shed those friends, I really only had the small group of friends who really loved me for me. And so those people have definitely not changed because they're just like, no, we've seen the worst of you. And now we're so glad to be seeing the best, but we're not. I mean, there's definitely the people who have come out of the woodwork and reached out and been like, oh my God, I miss you and we should do this or like.
Just link up.
Yeah. But, and I don't actually, I don't hold anything against those kinds of people. But I think I'm very in tune with people's energy. And if I sense inauthenticity or anything like that, I try not to surround myself with that because it's just so draining being in the social media space in general. I think I experience that at like events or such. And I can take into account when I'm like, you might only be talking to me because of a certain amount of followers or a certain amount of stature that I have, because that can definitely come to the top at certain social media events specifically. There are certain people who, when I first met them, would not speak to me or something like that, or wouldn't look me in the eye. And then later I'm like, oh, you're a fan now or something like that. And I have to also account it to the fact that like, maybe you just didn't see my content before then, but also I try to lead with respect for everyone I meet ever. Mm-hmm. And so when people don't really lead in that same way, I can sometimes be a little put off by that, but I wouldn't say I've gotten to the point where I'm like making enemies or like turning people away. But I'm sure you've experienced that in the music world.
I just had like everyone. I guess my jump was like significant too, from like Nantucket, like nobody knows me, to like, oh, I have a number one and I'm in Australia. Like it was big. And I remember I shot the music video for All About That Bass. And my friends were texting me like, tell us what happens. And I'm texting everyone in my contacts like, this is the craziest day. And they're like, text me updates. I worked like a 14-hour day that day. I didn't have barely time to eat. And then I was crying so happy after the day was done. And I looked at my phone and I had all these hate messages of like, you're so Hollywood, you couldn't even text me back like an update. And I was like, bitch, I've been working all day. Ooh. Like, immediately.
Going back to Nantucket was interesting to be like, what's up, Hollywood?
Wow.
Yeah, we got like people walking in my house Christmas Eve, like, hey, we're friends of your friend's aunt. I was like, Matt.
Oh my God, wow. I have been fortunate to not experience too much of that. I will say occasionally there's a bit of an air of feeling like I can't maybe talk about all of my accomplishments when I go home.
You'll have that.
Because occasionally I know it's a joke a lot of the time, but it's like people, like I'll get the eye roll like, oh, you just did that magazine or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, but it was I'm really happy about it. And I want to share that with you. But also, like, I understand. It's like, yes.
Find the people, though. Like, your family. Like, my mom is like, my parents hang up my magazine pictures and make, like, plaques out of them.
Right.
And I'm like, mom, that's embarrassing.
Yes. No, my mom is absolutely like that. And there are definitely the people who I know I can go right to whenever some big, exciting thing is happening.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine then.
I'm fortunate to have, like,
a good
circle
squad.
Right now. But I hear that's kind of, like, the thing you have to do when you start experiencing success in that way is, like,
find your people.
You got it. And the circle kind of has to be a little small.
Mine's my family.
Right, right.
And
I
have little outsiders, but my friends who like, I can barely count them on one hand, where they know like, I won't go out. You want to hang out with me? You come to me.
Yeah.
Like, especially with the baby now, I'm like, mm-mm.
I'm the
same.
You
want to sleep over? I made you a whole nice room. You come here for a week. But I will not go to
I can't wait to come here for a week.
You can. I have a whole new bedroom. I can't wait to show you. It's gorgeous.
Okay,
but those friends like know and they have to put that effort else. I will not see
you. Yes. I have also said I'm so glad that all of this has happened post sobriety.
Yeah.
Because if I had any like paychecks coming in, any like popularity whatsoever pre-sobriety, I would have just like destroyed
myself. Just an all access pass, just a lot of open bars.
Yeah,
that's what I struggled with. My favorite things are the open bars.
Yes, every event.
I was exhausted from like doing a whole show and working, and then I was like, they really want me to show up to this party. I'm going to show up 5 minutes. You stay and be the bell of the ball.
Right.
And they loved him.
Yes.
Every time they saw me after that, they're like, where's Ryan? Where's the fam?
Yes.
I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. That is such a thing. Like I really discovered that in coming here as well, that there's always an open bar. People are usually bringing in some type of extra thing into these events too.
A lot of fun stuff.
Like it's literally like a high school party with so much more money.
Yeah. That's what every award show is too.
Yes.
Yeah. I was, oh my God, are we at prom?
Right. I was just at the Oscars and then I went to all of those after.
You look phenomenal.
Thank you.
And I loved your TikToks. You and Sean Mendez. Mendez.
Yeah, right. You could get us connected in a way. No. But Sean, I love you.
Sean's definitely watching this.
He totally is. He called me before this and said he can't wait. I went at the Oscar parties and such. And even at the Oscars, you don't realize how many people are like not actually sitting in and watching the things go down. They're at the bar in the back.
Yep.
Like the open bar in the back, like getting fucked up.
It's more
and
fun there.
A lot of people, I will say, a lot of people missed the Will Smith slap, but because I am a sober queen and I was like, I'm going to sit and watch every moment of these Oscars.
Okay, what was it like?
I caught it all. I mean, when it first happened, so I'm a theater kid, right?
Yep.
So I've seen a fake slap before.
Right.
And so it first happens and everyone's laughing because we think it's fake, but I'm like, I've seen a fake slap. That seemed a little too close to his face to be fake.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but this is the Oscars. Maybe they really taught him how to do it well. And then the yelling started and Will wasn't mic'd at all, but you could hear his voice booming.
I wish I could see your face during that moment.
What was your face?
I think it was just like, like it was very much like, I was like,
he was like, Daddy, no.
Okay. oh God, I was like, this is going to be, it's, it was really just like, but then it was like, after it ended, or after the second yell, it was more just like, everyone was tense.
Right.
The people next to me who I didn't actually know, we were both like, wow, oh my God.
That was my husband's face when it happened.
Yeah. Because it was, and then the commercial break after that happened, everyone who was at the bars comes back in and is like, what just happened? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you were getting drunk.
Yeah.
I can't, shame on you.
I can't tell
shame,
you.
Shame.
But I, and I was getting so many texts being like, was that real? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, I, from what I saw, yes. And as we know now,
from
like,
my theater expertise, that was a real
well, because I was on the third balcony, like we were in the nosebleed, so we could really look down, and that's a perspective where you're really seeing
interesting,
like,
bird's eye view.
Bird's eye view. If you're like on the ground floor, it's hard to tell if it's a fake slap or not, but from that angle it's like you could tell. And so it was like, oh, that was real stuff.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Should have brought mini binoculars. Just
what's going on,
like the opera goggles. But yeah, that's I had to come accustomed to the fact that like all of these events are open bars, and then the after parties involve drugs as well, and just being like, okay, how am I gonna like navigate this world and still have fun without it?
Yeah.
But I think because I've never been in this world with alcohol or with drug, like I was in the trashy world. Like, I mean, not that my life before was completely trashy, but it was.
I got you.
In the trashy college world, doing drugs and drinking, but I wasn't at the Oscars doing any of that. So it's been a little bit of an easier transition to be in these spaces and be like, I'm good. And then you also just kind of, you see everyone else get very messy around you.
Yeah.
And it confirms, you're like, yeah, this isn't, that's actually you know not I, what like, I would want to do.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure I was a bit messy.
I definitely was messy.
We would dance at some parties, but never did like crazy shit.
Right.
But the one person that I finally woke up and was like, oh my God, I've never seen her sloppy drunk ever. Paris Hilton.
Really?
And I asked her in an interview we had on Working on a Pod, check it out.
Love it.
I was like, do you drink at all?
Right.
And she explained like, yeah, but I don't, like, I'm getting my picture taken. I don't want to like look like a mess. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I want to be in that moment. I love partying so much. I love being with my friends and family. Like,
yes.
I want to be aware of what's going on. And I was like, you're everything.
Yeah.
Like, you are everything to me.
I mean, these like experiences are like sometimes once in a lifetime. They're huge. They're like, I cannot even imagine my past self would never even imagine that I would
be here
in the room for any of these things. Why would I want to like mess it up in any sort of way? But I also know a lot of people in my same position, it's a very nerve-wracking position to be in, going to these intimidating parties or intimidating events. And so it would make sense to like have a few to take the edge off or something like that.
But I just like free stuff.
I luckily never used it as let me take the edge off. Like I remember friends of mine who would present like, you know, at award shows, they were like, I need a glass of wine before I present because I'm too nervous.
Right.
Like, I don't want to go up there like,
yes.
I was like, I got to learn how to read when I get up there. Like I have one line.
Right. Like if that, the one live moment is slightly messed up, it's like, but I do get, I get the heartbeats and
heartbeats.
All of that stuff. Like
just happens.
Yeah. And, but that's also like what we signed up for.
Yeah.
You know, if you're at one of these award shows or presenting or something like that, you're probably an actor or a singer.
Yeah.
So like
you made it.
Wouldn't you have gotten used to maybe talking in front of
every performance ever, everyone's like, are you nervous? And I'm like, every time.
But that's good, dude. But you're feeling it. You're
right.
Feeling something.
Because the second you're not nervous is the second you don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And I mean, we as an artist, and your fan base would be able to tell once you've stopped caring.
Yeah.
And I feel like as a fan of so many people, my favorite artists are the ones who continue to be passionate about it for so long. And I feel like that's so much of your charm as well, is like how passionate about the music you are. And I think that also goes back to just like being you're a kid from Nantucket, you know, like
it's, both of us.
Yeah. It's not like both of you. It's not like you were.
No, you.
All of us. All
like
of
both
us.
Both of us.
Both of us.
On the strip.
All three of us on the strip.
Children's Beach.
We'll get into those stories.
We have those
pics.
We'll put them up.
Yeah.
Will you text them to him?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. What was I going to say? Oh, Yeah, I think it's grounding just being someone who's like, you kind of, you worked hard and you got to this moment. You're not like, I actually don't know if you have like a lot of family connections in the business or something like that. Exactly. It's like, it's, you worked hard and it kind of started happening for you. And so why would you just take anything for granted at this
point? Yeah, that's why all these things we go to, we just, we're like, we have no business being
here. Yeah, yes. Basically, which is great to have, but also crippling for my confidence too, though, especially with COVID. I didn't like leave my house for 2 years, so I forgot. Like, it's like everything was erased for me.
Yes.
And so I went out for the first time, and Miley Cyrus was at an event I went to, and my managers were like, "Go say hi, you know her." And I was like, "No,
I can't."
I was like, "She don't know me though. I'm not gonna go say hi."
I think she would know you.
Like, they pushed me out. They're like, "What is wrong with you?" I was like, "COVID rocked me, man. I don't know."
Did you end up talking to her?
Yeah, and she was great.
I'm sure you had a lovely conversation.
Remember the first time we met? And I was like, "I love you. You remember me?"
Exactly.
But it's cracking me up right now, because also on my TikTok is everyone bitching about the Revolve Festival at Coachella, because it's all these people that think they're so fucking important that they're like, "We couldn't get in." I'm like,
"Right.
This is how Coachella works with these like side parties. You gotta show up super fucking early.
Yeah.
And if you don't get in for a couple hours, you leave and just go, well, exactly. All right, couldn't do that one. It's just, everyone's just like, I can't believe this is how, I'm like, it's fucking like first weekend Coachella.
Right.
It's a nightmare. I don't know if you forgot. I think it's because we haven't done it in 2 years.
Yeah,
but like,
it's the first Coachella, right?
It's the first Coachella.
It's the first weekend.
It's gonna be a mess.
Especially like I think being an influencer and being a content creator is definitely respectable work and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like, we are making videos at home from our phones. Like, I'm not one. The day I start thinking of my, like, getting a big head about the work that I'm doing is the day that it will all fall to shit. Like,
right.
The reason I feel like so many people connect with influencers and content creators is because they see themselves in them.
Yeah. Their vulnerability.
They're vulnerable. They're showing their everyday life. They're
you
real.
You especially.
Thank you. I try.
Crying on the phone and like, your therapy sessions are my favorite.
I do love to share a crying moment.
Yeah.
It's actually gotten to a point where every time I cry, I take a selfie of it now, because I'm just like, well, maybe I should use this moment for something else. And I'm like crying.
No, when I see crying, videos of crying, I'm like, what? Like, I'd be so like,
no, because usually,
how are you able to think about tears, content?
It literally becomes a habit in a way. And I know a lot of people are probably thinking like, that is so like sad and soul sucking. But I'm like, yeah, once you
that's my favorite shit from you.
Yeah. And once you get into the habit of being like, I'm crying.
And if it makes you feel better, then it makes you feel better.
I will say occasionally when I'm crying about something really bad, I'm not taking a selfie. A lot of that, but I cry to music all the time.
You have a pretty cry too.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Simple tears.
Actually, a boyfriend, sophomore year of high school, told me I was a really ugly crier. I started training myself to not be as ugly when I cry.
Is that what I have to do? Because I'm an ugly fucking crier.
No, you shouldn't do that. Like, I think I'm so sad for my sophomore year.
No, it worked. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
It's really about my one thing is it's about just like relaxing your face. Because we all like want to like pull out the tear, but it's like, no. Just like,
let it fall.
It's going to be great for your Broadway, dude.
Yeah. Like, let the tear fall and just like really
let the tear fall.
Wait, when you went on the date and you said, this is my before TikTok, and then after you're crying and you're like, well, it's not because it was bad. I don't know why I'm crying.
That was just a moment where
just a lot of emotions took
over.
As a fan,
this was a recent date.
Yeah.
It was the first date that I went on post breakup.
Oh, okay. That's why you cried.
Yeah, but it was also like I hadn't even really planned on going on a date or anything like that, but this guy had slid into my DMs just saying a big thing about being like, I know what you're going through. I hope you're okay. I'm here for you if you need anything. And I had like seen him before, so I decided to respond to the DM, and we just talked here and there. And then eventually he was like really leading the charge to let's go out to dinner at some point.
Wait, pause. When he said, I know what you're going through, did he also have a very public relationship on TikTok?
No, not on
TikTok. Okay, then he doesn't know what you're going through.
He did have a relatively public relationship.
Okay,
but
fine.
Not to, but I can't.
So
I won't
famous
go into,
a little bit.
I won't go. I cannot go into who he is. But
wow, the
yeah.
famous guys are sliding in. It was Sean.
You know
just
what? We can talk about it all off
okay,
air.
Great,
I have had some fun DMs over the past
wow,
few months.
Good for
I
you.
Will say it's like it,
it's exciting.
It's, it is. It is the exciting
I had
part about
none. When I was single.
None.
I cannot believe that.
None. I was very intimidating. Is what he says. I think when I would walk into a room, I was like,
I mean,
I give
period.
Off a vibe that I hate
like,
people? He was like, no, you just like. Take over the room. And I was like, in a bad way or what?
No, but like, I mean,
strong, independent woman.
Yes, exactly. And the right man will yes. be as you found.
My sweet, soft Daryl.
Exactly.
Big boy Daryl.
Exactly.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's emotional. I love it.
But this guy was like, it's probably the actor thing too. Just going back
oh,
to
he's
Daryl.
An actor.
It's yeah. No. Daryl.
yes, your DM.
That's why Daryl sent it to my DMs. So
no,
we'll talk
Daryl
about that
loves
later.
Rom coms. That's why he's
yes.
so soft and emotional,
yes.
but also emotionally intelligent. Like he can look
yes.
at me and be like, "What's wrong?" And I'm like,
"And yes."
Me.
And that's like that's the you were right. It's like shitty because you have a partner who really sees you.
Yeah, and I'm like,
but it's also
on.
Like I didn't want to talk about that.
And he's Gemini, I'm Sag, and I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Oh,
and he's like,
okay.
"You're hurting me," you know.
Yeah. Wait, what, your birthday is December 22nd.
Or I'm on the cusp or whatever it's
yes,
called.
Yes, because we have the same birthday.
We have the same birthday.
For real.
Megan Trainor and
He's
I have
December
the same.
December 17th. That's why
wow.
we're all tied.
Wow. Yeah, we're all December babies.
That's why you're a delight to be around.
You know what everyone asked me? Yeah, that's why I love you. Everyone asked me like, oh, you poor thing. Did you get gypped for your birthday and Christmas? I was like, no, my parents loved me. My
yes.
birthday was just as special.
I didn't have the most same experience,
oh,
but also
shit.
I definitely had a good, if my parents do listen to this, you guys did a mean
You
thing.
Did your very best.
but also, yeah, whenever people ask me like, do you hate having a birthday close to Christmas? Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I would like it to be a little bit of a different time, but I
really?
Also, I do feel like it fits for me to be a winter baby. Like I hit that role pretty well. Not that I really know what that role is.
I was like, what is this, winter baby?
I don't know.
I like love Christmas. Is that what you mean?
I do love
like
Christmas.
Like I decorate the shit out of my house.
And I love your
Christmas.
Christmas album.
Oh my God, check it out. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you guys should listen. just giving my promotion.
Did you do a half birthday? Like a June?
Yeah, June 22nd.
Did?
Oh, no. I didn't. But I would
like,
love to do that
bitch.
At some point. No. I sure did not.
We could do that for you 1 year.
Yeah, yeah. We'll totally set that up.
When the pool's done.
I'm so here for that.
We'll vlog it.
Yeah. The date.
Oh, yes.
He was kind of the driving force in being like, let's go on a date. And I was like, yeah, my whole thing post breakup was like, I'm not going to chase. I will attract that kind of mantra.
Yes.
And so I was like, this guy seems to be like, he's really taking the charge. So I will totally do it. And it was a really great date. And I just felt like everything went really well. It was a date one, so I wasn't like looking towards the future, but he like checked a lot of the good boxes, and then we ended up going on a second date and he like checked a lot of the good boxes. And then I got the long text of being like, I wasn't expecting to like you so much. I'm not really in, I can't do this right now.
See what?
And so I was just like, okay. And then I was like, if you maybe want to go out to coffee instead of dinner on Saturday, because we had our third date planned, like, why don't we do that and just talk it out rather than like me just receiving a text. And then I was ghosted. So I never
No.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Well, he's a loser then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really let myself be sad for like a day. And then I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
I always just assumed, because I dated losers, I assumed that my husband would be like a bit of a loser, and then I have to train him, and then like, but I got me
a good one,
like a prince or like a king,
yeah.
like someone who worships me, who like is obsessed with me.
Oh my
like
God.
This morning I was laying there not awake yet, and he was like, you take your time, I'll just look, and he just stares at me. And he's like, you're just so pretty. Like to I'm this obsessed day. And I'm like,
with that. What? And how long have you guys been together?
Like 6 years.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. And that is exactly what I want for myself.
I've like never thought anyone would love me so much. Like,
and you're not like,
me.
Get the fuck away.
I giggle. You're I just like, he makes okay, me laugh so look. Much because he's so goofy.
That's pretty hilarious.
And it's all out of love. It's not that's like he's amazing. Being gross. You know, he's just. So cute.
I'll just look. I think that's truly what like everyone wants.
Yeah, and just wakes me up, smothered me in kisses, and makes my breakfast every day, and opens the car doors for me everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm really happy for you.
But and, it's a lot.
He's yeah. So then after that, I told all my friends, never settle. Like someone will worship you that much.
Right.
And find them.
And I feel like it's when you are giving most of the energy that you would be chasing with back to yourself is when someone sees you at your best and they're like, oh, well, I want, like you were saying, you would walk into a room and kind of command the room. Like you were holding your energy and you were holding space for yourself in a way that some of us don't always do when we're like trying to get someone to love us or trying to find that person who will fill the void. And someone was able to see that from you and be like, oh, that's a person who knows who they are and who I want to just like, I want to be like, just kind of alongside them. Not like, fill a void, not like fill some emptiness, but like be
partners in this life
together. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of there's that misconception that it's like we're two halves that make a whole or something like that. It's like, no. We should be two whole people who decide to join forces and make it that much better. But I need to be the full person by myself before someone else.
100%. That's what I'm doing, M. So you're not so get off my fucking back.
Are you like 90% ready? What are you?
I am on my way. I don't know 70? Percentile, but I've spent the last however months just focusing all my energy on myself and really enjoying and sitting in my alone time. Because I spent the last fucking decade or more just chasing and fucking taking care of everybody else.
Right.
And just... not I just putting like, me first.
I just remember in COVID, I didn't let them leave the house because I was pregnant. And so now I just want you to know, like, you may go if you have a date or something.
I know, but dude, isn't that funny, dude? I'm such a fucking loser. I was like, it's always the grass is always greener for me, dude. Yeah. I was just like, I just want to leave. Outside is so much better. Like, I just want to go out. And then I go out. I'm like, this shit sucks.
Because
like,
he got FOMO. All his friends are posting on
Instagram. Yeah, it was so dumb. Because his age group, now I'm like giving myself my own quarantine.
His age group, for some reason, the kids in LA, they're 29. They were just like either fully anti-vax or like didn't believe in COVID. And he was like, no,
a lot of them were vax. Just a couple were anti-vax, but they were living their lives, you know, but they live in Santa Monica. You can go outside. Yes. They weren't doing crazy shit. They were, it's not like fucking the I forget which TikTokers were having like the stupid parties, the crazy big parties. Oh, it wasn't like that shit. They were just doing like normal small get togethers, but it was pretty strict on
that. But you're not going.
Lord M train.
As you should be. Thank you.
Yeah.
None of us got COVID while I was pregnant.
I've been working on it.
Just thrive. You guys know that I'm obsessed with gut health because a healthy gut is how you unlock your best immune, digestive, and emotional health. And I love that we're living in a time where we can access supplements that can really move the needle. I mean, what could be simpler than taking an all-natural capsule? But one of the questions that I get asked a lot when it comes to supplements and gut health is, do probiotics actually work? In my experience, most of them don't. Trust me, I've tried them all. And that can be super frustrating. I love Just Thrive because it's super effective for controlling gut problems like gas, constipation, and especially bloating. I had founder Tina Anderson on the podcast. Definitely make sure to check out that podcast episode, by the way. She told me that the secret behind her success is Just Thrive Probiotic is designed by nature to survive. The strains actually have an armor-like shell that protects them from harsh environments. Sounds like science fiction, but this is totally real life. These are the strains our ancestors lived on. And Just Thrive Probiotic has tons of clinical studies, more than any other brand, that back up its effectiveness. With Just Thrive Probiotic, I feel confident that I'm giving my body what it needs to stay strong and healthy. I love that it's vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, dairy-free, and free from anything artificial. And it's even safe for kids. Seriously, you can mix it in any smoothie and even bake it into cookies without losing the potency. You could actually bake it up to 455 degrees. What an easy way to keep the family healthy. As a bonus, Just Thrive probiotics can even support beautiful skin, better sleep, and easier weight control. For exceptional gut health and simply feeling your best, there's nothing like Just Thrive. And right now, you can get 15% off their award-winning probiotics when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TRAINER at checkout. That's T-R-A-I-N-O-R. Switchcraft. Megan and I love games, especially ones where you could choose what happens. Let's be honest, match three games can be fun to play, but most of them are pretty similar. Sure, the themes and symbols change, but at the end of the day, it all feels like the same old game. When's the last time you played a mobile game that really felt new? Probably never, unless you've tried Switchcraft, the game that combines a magical match three puzzle with a captivating choose-your-own-adventure-style story. We love it. The characters in Switchcraft are diverse, there are thousands of levels to play, and the storyline is really compelling. Playing Switchcraft is like reading a mystery novel, but better, because you get to decide what happens. In Switchcraft, you take on the role of Bailey, a witch at Pendle Hill, the world's top academy of witchcraft. Play your way through hundreds of enchanting match three levels, revealing a dark and winding mystery story. It all starts with the disappearance of your best friend. Now it's up to you to unravel the mystery of her disappearance using your magical match three skills. Along the way, you'll find unique characters, a gripping story, and even a little romance. The best part is your choices in the game determine the outcome of the story, so you're in the driver's seat. We can't put it down. Explore a realm of magic, mystery, and romance. Download Switchcraft on your mobile phone for free today.
I've been working on it.
Do you still feel like you experience FOMO even in sobriety?
No. Yeah. I think I only did when I was boozing.
Right.
And when he goes out, he's like, oh, I hate this.
Yes. Yeah. I'm the same way. I had the realization actually this weekend when Coachella was happening. I really do not have FOMO over this event.
He didn't go to that, did he? Because I didn't see any pics.
No. Also, I'm just like getting older. Like if I'm 29.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah, see, that's impressive to me. I was like 19 when I was 24.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
At 24, I was like, I have to go to Coachella. Like I had to go multiple years. And then every time I go, I'd be like, God, this is fucking not as fun as people.
I literally had tickets and I sold them right before because I was like, I know what it's going to be. I know what my experience will be when I'm there. Yeah.
It's a lot.
A lot of my friends who were there confirmed that.
Yep.
And I was like, great.
My friends who are managers,
right,
like literally managed Harry Styles. So they had the best tickets you could get ever, right? They had the best spots. And even they were like, I'm never going back.
Right.
You know, like Harry was great. This was the bet.
Yes.
I'm not going back unless it's work. Well,
they were talking about the rest of the weekend.
The rest of the weekend.
Friday night was magical.
It's
the rest where you don't have the Harry Styles treatment.
Harry's was great.
Oh, this is a bit much.
But a rest.
Right. Well, they have it to go again this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Good, exciting.
Are you going?
This will drop.
You are going? Oh, yeah, you're going with your boyfriends now. They have to. It's work.
It's what they do. This will drop next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so
after anyways, having it's over. I have no FOMO. I probably will never go to Coachella unless I have to perform, but never will go.
And have you performed there?
No.
You haven't performed
there? You got offered to, but it wasn't.
I don't remember.
Cascade,
I just don't love hot stuff.
That will be the year that I go, is when you perform. Okay.
I'll take
sure.
you with me.
Oh my God.
You won't have a choice.
You'll be like, you have to unfortunately cancel every plan that you have right now and come for both weekends.
Yep.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I will totally be there.
I'll be on the little stages, you know.
I feel like
high noon.
High noon. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Title.
right. Singing like a 30-second clip of All About That
Just
Bass.
right.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like maybe you can. I understand this as someone who's also slightly in the public eye, but like you probably think of yourself as a much smaller artist than you actually are in practice, because like none of us can really conceptualize.
I just will never feel famous, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I get like when I was super popping with All About the Bass, I remember feeling exhausted. So then I go, oh, back when I was really famous, like that's what I think of it. Cause I was literally in New York on a plane to Germany that night. To
there's a lot more travel when you're super famous. You just travel everywhere.
It was like the worst part of all
and
of
how
this.
Old were you when All of 19? That was happening? Yeah. So that's like.
Alone with bronchitis. I was like, I'm too sick.
And sounds like a dream.
The show must go on. And I was
the
like,
dreams
okay.
of fame.
It was.
Yeah. But would you say like All About That Bass wasn't the only hit you've had. So as the things continued, did you just get more used to it or did it seem to calm down in a way?
I think you adjust and you, yeah. I eventually had my family there. So then I had like right. soldiers and I had support.
Right.
Like before I was so alone during all that, those times, and I would call them from a different country and it'd be like 3 a.m. for them. And I'd be like, I'm sick, but I'm doing the show. I think it's good. I don't really know what's going on. Yeah. And then eventually I could bring them with me and be like, we're going to the AMAs today, pack up. Like, and then he would videotape my whole life.
My, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So it really became a family business.
Yeah, it was.
In that way. Yeah. No, I'm very much championing it on my own because I think my family is they're very DC. They're not like
is that
in
where
this
from?
World.
DC?
Yes. I'm Whoa. Right outside of DC in Maryland.
Wow.
So we used to make the drive every summer
to Nantucket.
Up to Nantucket.
I would wait for you on the boat.
Yes. Yes.
Right outside. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Chris.
Yeah. I remember those times beautifully. I can't
believe you have those pictures.
I know.
So embarrassing.
I can't believe I found them.
We are so embarrassing.
But yeah, I mean, my family was very much, I always had the dream of like being in LA and being a movie star or something like that. But again, no family in the business, nor did they really want to. They weren't the ones where I hear some actors' stories being like, I wanted to be an actor at 7. And so my family moved to LA at 8.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, that's.
Same. My family wouldn't pick up and move to California.
No,
you know? Like
no.
They had a life.
Right.
They
right.
had everything there. My whole family was on that rock.
Yes. And I'm like, I feel like that's so awesome for the kids who were able to do that. But that was not my life at all. It was very much like, if that's something you want, you're going to have yeah. to really, okay, like work for it and make it happen.
Yeah.
Especially.
That's nice that you at least had that too.
Yeah.
Some people are like my church, people at my church, which right. I'm not a church goer, but they were like, honey, you should think about, I don't know why they're Southern, but you should think
Southern
about,
in Nantucket.
You should think about teaching. And yeah. I was like, what? And even my dad was like, everyone go to college. But for me, he was like, no, go write songs.
Right.
Like if that's what you want to do. So it was nice.
Especially at like 19 with all of that happening. My dad, I like the TikTok stuff happened in my, it was kind of the summer before senior year. And so my dad did give me the option. He was like, if you want to talk about like dropping out to like really make this happen.
TikTok?
You can,
wow.
Yeah.
Dude,
you
I love your dad. It.
He's great. My dad wow. is really amazing. But I was like, but also I have 1 year left of musical theater school. I'm just going to finish
just
it.
Just do it.
And so while all this stuff was happening with TikTok, I finished my senior year.
Woo!
Good over
for
Zoom
you.
For musical theater.
I dropped out of college. I dropped out of college so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when
I begged
Megan
into.
Popped
I
off.
Like,
she was like, you're moving
roommate.
To LA? I was like, yeah.
Of course I'll drop out of college. I mean, out. Yeah, if I had a sibling who was like living a pop star life and was like, do you mind just like living with me? I'd be like, okay, I will totally
please.
Do that. But my sister is very much, she was so happy when I was born because I loved attention and she
Abby?
Didn't want any attention. My other sister Caroline.
Okay.
My sister Abby loves attention,
right.
as we can see,
yes.
and I love her for it. But my sister is not trying to live a pop star life of any kind.
Okay. How does she feel about it? Your TikTok.
I think she loves. She enjoys my content. She's very happy for me, but she's also very much like, yeah, you don't need to put me in any content or stuff like
really?
That.
Well,
yeah.
I have one brother that's like that. The one you'll never see, but maybe today if he
great.
Comes out of his
shout team. Out J-Train.
J-Train, J-Bird.
Yes, yes.
He produces my music in the dark, like
oh,
in the studio.
Okay.
But he's not like he's not on social media.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to part of it.
My sister has a private account. If I ever
wow.
tag her and people follow request her, she denies them because
yeah.
she's like, I don't know who they are.
So don't try it.
So don't try it. And I'm like, I like, while that's not my life, I understand
yeah.
like what you want to be doing. And
I had to like warn people. I was like, be private and be careful. You know.
Yeah, because at this point, if you're tagging someone on Instagram or something like
they
that,
go
people
there.
Are gonna yeah. yeah. When once there's like millions of people looking at your stuff, you can't you just can't imagine how many other people are just going to try to find everything about you through all the other people in your life.
Yep.
So I think she's very much like, I'm okay with not being in any of this public stuff. But my mom, on the other hand, is like, tag me.
Shut
if, like,
up.
She will post
it's
everything.
It's kind of like GT. GT loves it.
Yeah. Dad loves a post.
Our dad,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dad loves a post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll do his own edits too. Like
oh.
the collages, the pictures.
Yes.
To like release an outfit that was supposed to be a surprise like the day before, like with pins in it. And I'll be like, Dad, no one was supposed
wait,
to see
no,
that.
Wait, no, I wasn't. That wasn't ready.
Yeah,
sweet
that
man.
wasn't
He's a
wasn't
sweet,
ready.
Proud man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of struggling with the idea of dating sober.
Yeah.
How do you conquer that?
Oh, we're working on being happy alone.
Yeah, that's what I texted you. But yeah,
we're all over the place.
Well,
I love it.
You're happy alone, right?
I mean, to an extent, I am very comfortable being alone.
Yeah.
I think I'm learning to love being alone.
Yes.
My therapist, what was she saying to me? She was like, it's good for you to be content alone.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I need someone to be.
Yeah.
Right.
I've lost that ability. Like if you put me in a room by myself and was
kind of freak
here
out
tonight, be like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very content. And before,
yes,
I would spend a lot of time alone, but with whiskey, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then you don't feel alone at all.
No.
Any sad feeling is kind of like gone.
And so now I could legit, like last night, I just kicked it, watched Tony Hawk's documentary on HBO.
Yes.
Love and Life. Now, yes. I do have, I adopted Megan's two dogs, Toy Poodle and a Micro Maltese.
Yeah.
I have four. I split them in half. I
love that. Oh my God. You split them in half?
Well, no. I took two.
Are we talking about animal cruelty on this podcast?
No.
Absolutely.
Four dogs.
Yes.
Two here, two there.
I totally understand what you're saying, though. Yesterday was a spend time alone day. And it was, but at the same time, I need to be like at least doing something while I'm alone. Like yesterday, it was a laundry day and then just kind of chill. And so I was like, I'm just going to drive to the beach, spend some time like sitting on the beach and just like take in the fact that I'm in LA and California and all of that stuff, like take in what it has to offer. And I feel like those are times where I'm giving just recharge energy back to myself. But I definitely, it's been an interesting thing slowly learning to enjoy being alone after the breakup. Because I feel like one thing too, when you're in a relationship and you're living together, sometimes it's like, God, I just wish I had some more alone time. Like at least that's not every relationship, but that's been in, I'm definitely a person who loves my alone time no matter what. And so I learned to appreciate it more, like even throughout the relationship. So I think that helped me, post breakup, but I do feel like just because there's been like 4.5 years worked in of my sobriety of being alone, that's been really helpful, experiencing that. And
you guys are gonna be so perfect for your soulmate.
It'll be,
you're gonna be like trained and ready.
I will say, like, dating wise almost every time I go out on a date, granted, like I don't think I'm always ever trying to go out on a date with someone who's a big partier, but every time I do go out on a date, and if they didn't know before and I'm like, oh, I actually don't drink, a lot of the time they're like, oh, great, I'm not going to get anything then, because like I was just going to get something if you were going to get something.
Oh, that's nice.
But I don't even want to drink tonight or something. And I'm like, awesome. And a lot of people will like share the sentiment that they're like, I actually really like spending time around you because it doesn't mean we have to party or something like that.
I mean, that's what, I went back to Florida for New Year's Eve I haven't been to Tampa in 6 years, is where I went to college.
Yeah.
And my friends are like, it's kind of nice that you're sober, man. We don't have to get so fucked up. He was like,
anyone who hung out with him would throw up.
I don't know. I always bought everybody drinks. I was like, I'm going to buy you a drink.
And
I'm gonna
then
buy
the
you
next.
Around.
And then the next.
Yeah.
I wasn't like forcing like shots or anything. I was just like, would
but
you like a drink? I'll buy
one,
a drink.
So you try to catch up.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was the same way. If someone wanted a crazy night in college, they were probably going to be hanging out with me.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've really, and also you attract like what you put out. Mm-hmm. And so now that I put out the energy that I'm like, we're not going to be going too crazy. And I'm just like, I'm much more excited to have a deep conversation or like really get into it about our lives and our past or something like that than be surface level and just like get fucked up at dinner or something like that. I feel like I've had pretty positive dating experiences, but I don't let myself get to the date unless I feel pretty sure that we'll have at least an okay time together.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's smart. Okay. And you guys might find, when you find your soulmate,
tell us, Megan.
You might find that you want to be with them all the time.
Right.
And that might be your little ding, ding, ding. Is this the one?
I've considered that too. I'm like, if there's a person who like doesn't make me feel like I need to have alone time a good amount of the time, that'll be crazy for me. And also, especially past the honeymoon phase, because in the honeymoon phase, all of us are always like, I just can't get enough of you. Yeah. And then a lot of the time that fades. So
yeah, mine was just consistent.
Yeah, the fact that you're saying you're like 6 years in and he's like, I'm just going to watch you. I'm like, oh my God.
When we get in bed at night, we go like, date night, Law and Order. And then we like...
And your toilets are next to each other, lest we forget. Yeah.
I got to show you those.
I really can't wait to see.
They're great.
Yeah.
I think I'll find someone that also enjoys their alone time so we could have our alone times. Maybe. I think
and
I'm always going to have...
I mean, yeah.
And if you find that too, I feel like that's also a perfect... Like the perfect storm, a perfect match is the person who's like, all right, let's actually just like take our time. And then be super excited to see each other again.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm really open to all of the things. I wouldn't say I try to like actively date now, but again, like I said, if someone is pursuant enough and is like, I want to make time for you, I want to see you, I'm like, okay, all right, then show up. Let's see what you're going to bring to the table. Because some of my friends now that I have this following are like, why don't you like slide into DMs or something like that? Like they would definitely see it. I'm like, scary.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. Because then, okay, great. What if they see it and then are like, not him? I'm like, I can't.
Oh no, I hate sliding in DMs. I hate it because it always says like read or like seen.
Yes. Yes.
I hate that.
That's why when we first connected on Instagram, I think I just posted to my story. I was
never forget it.
Thinking about Meghan Trainor.
My managers sent me that. I sent it to them and they sent it to me and we're like freaking the fuck out.
Well, because
like,
then we just started reposting each other over and over
again.
They were
like, we love this relationship. And I was like,
Well, my manager said the exact same thing because I was literally just like, I truly.
Oh, you don't know about this. Tell him.
You
were in bed.
A flash
and it was a
selfie in bed. And I was just like thinking about Meghan Trainor.
I reposted. I was like, I love you so much.
And then I was like, and then I reposted it. And it was literally that photo of me slowly getting smaller. Us just like
slowly
talking.
Slowly getting smaller and smaller. Thinking about Meghan Trainor.
Yes. Because
the nicest thing ever.
I had also posted. After I saw that you followed me on my spam account, I posted a TikTok being like, guys, Meghan Trainor follows me on this spam account.
I think I'm gonna have to
change the content or something like that. But no, I'm just as unhinged as I will ever be.
I'm a commenting hoe on TikTok.
I do see your comments.
I'm like, hi, I love you.
Everywhere. But that's such a beautiful thing. Like, some people get a little like, am I yelling?
No, you're good. You're good.
I see every time I get too excited, Ryan's like, turn him down. My God.
You're good. Your voice is amazing. Do not mind me.
It's resonant. I see your comment and I feel like sometimes people can get a little stingy with their comments and be like, I know some people who don't comment at all or something like that. And I'm like, no, if something makes me happy or affects me in any way, I want to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of the time, or you never know when someone's might be a huge fan of you or might just need to see a positive comment that day and be like, oh my God, like
it's this pretty cool.
I love giving out a compliment.
It's quite the power you have. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of the time when I go to these fun events and I meet like famous people who I would assume have no idea who I am because we've never interacted, they're like, oh my God, you own my For You page. And I'm like, what? What? Though I know a lot of famous people just have lurk accounts and they're like, I don't want to have a big personality on TikTok, but I'm just going to scroll. But yeah, like I'm a big fan of the show Outer Banks, and Madeline Klein, who plays Sarah Cameron on that show, came up to me and was like, I'm so excited to finally meet you. And I'm like, you're excited to meet me? Like, what the fuck is happening here? And
that's gotta be a trip.
And it will continue to be a trip.
It still happens.
Whenever someone comes up to me and they're like, I don't want a fangirl, I'm like, no. I am the biggest fangirl to everyone in my life. Yeah. Like, we shouldn't think being a fangirl isn't cool. Like,
I go up to them. Yeah. I worship you. And I tell them. I tell Hillary every time I see her, Hillary Duff. I'm like, hi, I love you. And you know how much I love you and worship you.
I mean, because that's like...
I go, I'm not worthy of being your friend. I love you so much.
I'm sure you grew up like watching her
I wasn't allowed to have posters. She doesn't know this. I wasn't allowed to have posters on my walls. But at the farm, my aunt, my great aunt Chloe had a farm, and when we would sleep there, I got a poster and I put it on that wall
of Hillary Duff.
It was Hillary Duff, and it was like her fake, it was her signature, but like printed 1,000 times. Right, and I was like tracing the signature because I was a creepy fan, and I was like, I love you.
And now,
and I was like, she wrote that for me.
Yeah. And now you're, and now you talk to her.
And it was like the Come Clean, like single artwork.
Oh my God. Come that Clean album. Wake Up. Is yeah. one of my, that's one of my dad's favorite songs. He it's would play so it good. In the car, like
wake up on a Saturday night, or whatever yeah. it is.
Yes, no, that's that is exactly it. Are you not really connecting with Hillary Duff here?
Okay. I just I fell in love with her when I was a child watching the Candy video with Aaron Carter, and she was in it. I was like, God, I'm so jealous of Aaron Carter. I was so jealous of her
because it was like a Lizzie McGuire thing they did together.
Yeah, she's in the video. I'm like, oh, it's my dream girl.
And the Lizzie McGuire movie will remain paramount yeah. as one of like the best movies the of greatest. All time. I know that's like a lot of people are like, okay, but like, no, it
no,
is.
It is.
And this no, is what is. Dreams are made of will come up in my Spotify every like day, shuffle. And I'm like, I don't search it up to play it, but Spotify knows I need to hear it.
All my TikTok still comes up every day.
Yeah. Just
when I went to dinner with her and her husband with my hubby, it was a double date. I die.
Beautiful.
And I was like, no, Hillary, this is what dreams are made of.
Like, yeah.
I was like, this is it.
She recently like said on a talk show that she has to like play her music in her car to her calm daughter. Her kids, to her daughter down.
Yeah. Someone showed her daughter.
Yes.
And then she was like, play it.
And I'm like, that is icon status yeah. at the end of the day.
I can't wait till my kid likes my songs, hopefully.
Right.
I feel he already vibes to him.
Yeah.
He's like barely
one. I mean, every single one of them has like a very good beat.
Oh, that's what we were going to do. We were going to play you my new single.
Oh, after this?
Yeah. And we were just going to get your reaction. Definitely not on this. No, we are, but we're not going to let them hear it.
Oh my.
We're just going to let them see his body language.
Oh, I mean, you could just see from my literal reaction to knowing that I'm going to hear the new single. That's
so wow. Will that just be like part of the video thing? How is that going to work for audio?
Yeah, it'll be just the video. It's too good. I just want to watch his body move.
I really can't.
And then, so we'll mute it and we just see his face.
Or we could play like cheap jingle shit.
That would be a great TikTok
content,
as well.
Yeah, good okay. TikTok.
And you'll just put a different song
just
over
using
it.
All
right. No, no, no.
Did you send it to me?
Also, let's play a game. Yes.
Meghan Trainor is letting me be the first. The first?
The first.
The very first. Very first.
Nobody knows.
The first person to hear her new single. And so
this is major.
I'm going to show you my reaction to it.
Okay. God. Well, don't go all out. Like, don't kill yourself. It's okay.
You just hate it. You fucking hate it.
You're just like, God, I'm nervous.
I'm nervous so for nervous.
You. You
okay, we're
be
about
nervous.
To play. We're about to play Chris the song.
Okay, it's not mixed or mastered. Okay. Tell me if it's too loud.
Okay, he's listening.
Oh, God.
Is it loud?
I'm sorry.
Dude, Meghan is deaf.
I'm dead. I ruined it. I'm
no,
sorry.
Okay, just turn it down. Give me two notches down.
Okay, tell me if this is okay. It's going to come out of nowhere.
Meghan's ears are broken.
I'm sorry already. Okay.
Yeah, because I could hear it through his headphones.
Right,
headphones.
So we're going to mute this.
The tongue is licking. He's feeling himself. Chris is feeling himself. He likes it, I think.
Oh my God. I'm already driving down the street listening to this song.
Oh, let's fucking go. You can say stuff, Meghan.
I'm trying to hear it.
Oh my God.
He's moving.
This is real. I'm not faking this. I'm
okay,
obsessed.
Confirm, not faking.
I'm probably screaming right now, too. Okay.
The snaps, the dance, the shoulders.
You've heard this. Like,
oh, I've heard it. He's pointing at me, asking if I heard it. Meghan is just mouthing
I'm
the words.
I'm literally sweating. This is so good.
Yeah.
Holy
oh,
shit.
Let's go.
I'm sorry for yelling to everyone in the
no,
room.
No, it's the best.
Stop! This is so good! Oh my God. You can see my forehead vein. That's how much I care. Bridge. Can you hear it? Okay. Holy shit. Oh my God. Wow. Holy shit. I need you to send me this one. Uh-oh. I need to listen to it as I drive home.
He's gonna leak God. It, blast it out the windows.
When does this come out?
I don't know.
Okay. It's all secrets.
That's it.
Play it again.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I don't want to talk anymore. That was so good. That really? Was so good. Like, I'm so glad it was, because imagine if I didn't like it.
the sweat is just tripled in my armpits.
That's... Whoa.
No one's heard it yet.
Whoa. Is this like the first single of a new album?
Mm-hmm. It's a big
and
deal.
And I brought back like the doo-wop stuff, as you can hear. That,
which is exactly what I love from you.
Because
that's
I...
Everything. Yeah. Yeah. That's everything.
Thank you.
And I think that's exactly what... That's like the world will just eat it up. Mm-hmm. They've been waiting. Because honestly, like, there is not much new music out that does this that often.
Well, I was like starting to write. I started to write and I heard... And you can put in whatever you want, managers. But I was writing. And my first session, someone's like, you know what's crazy? I had a session and they said, I want that Meghan Trainor sound. And I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, there's a sound. Absolutely.
And I was like, oh, is it that? Oh, I got it. That's what blew up on TikTok. Got it. I know what to do now.
And this is, now that you've said the word TikTok, I'm like, I can just imagine how this is going to be taken over by the app. Because you've had multiple songs go back, which is interesting.
Even old ones.
Like Tidal had the biggest moment ever recently.
The Better When I'm Dancing. That was for like a movie.
Yes.
Peanuts movie.
Yes. And that was, I mean, I just, once again, I'm yelling.
No. I'm putting Megan up.
No. I won't keep calling you
that
out.
That was so good. You have to play it for all the guests.
Yeah, that was genius. Whose idea was that?
Mine. And I just wanted him to hear it because I know you're a music baby.
I'm so
glad you like it. Holy fuck. You can tell me the truth after, but like.
No. The truth has been told right now. And the
It felt genuine to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you are an actor.
Well, yeah, but like, there's just a way in which I really turn it on if I just want someone to feel good, even if I'm not feeling it myself.
Yeah.
And that was not.
You could sense too a lot was happening with his body and expressions that looked like uncontrollable. You know, what didn't look.
You have green stuff in your teeth.
Has it been there this whole time?
The whole time?
I haven't seen it.
Your mic was covering it, so I didn't bother saying anything.
Spinach from my egg omelet.
Oh my God, Meghan Trainor, you're a bad friend for that.
I saw it like 3/4 in and I was like, it's been too long.
Take it out.
Get it.
You got it.
I'll be honest, I never saw it.
Chris made me smile this whole time and I'm just smiling with green stuff.
Because the mic
teeth.
Was like this. So I was like, well, they won't see it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you questions. You're going to read my lips and you're going to answer whatever you feel.
Okay. And am I going to do this to you after?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Both of you, actually.
Yeah. We'll go back and forth. Okay. Wait. Just kidding. Tell me when the music starts playing, because I'm going to put you in my iFiles. Okay. Shit.
It's on.
It's so loud.
It's so loud. Okay, here we go. First one.
Yeah, but I can hear it in the fucking mic.
Okay, fine. I'll play a different song.
We have to figure out. He can still
hear. We can
hear
the song.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
right.
I'll go to fucking
hear us talking to you now with the headphones.
Now I can. Play another one. Can you play Me Too?
Yeah.
Putting on Meghan Trainor requests.
Megan,
can you play that other
Meghan
one you play, did? Yeah.
Here you go. Tell me if it's too loud.
It's good.
Can you hear me?
Wait, talk now.
I don't know.
No.
Okay, where are the questions?
What are the questions here? Have you ever kissed a girl?
You want to do that? Okay. Let's serve pizza.
Have you ever kissed a girl? Have you ever kissed a girl?
How are you so?
Have you ever kissed a girl?
One more time.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Have you ever stole? One more time.
Just answer it. Have you ever kissed a girl?
Have you ever gone to school?
No, take your headphones off. Answer the question.
I know you said answer, and I was like, no, I'm going to get this question right. Okay, fine. Got it.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes. I just graduated.
Nice.
What's your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor of what?
Cookies.
Grease. I don't like bacon. Bacon grease.
Do you like pizza?
I like pizza. I like pizza.
He's good.
He's okay. Good.
He's more articulate.
Okay. Are you a bottom?
Am I a bottom?
Megan!
You're not supposed to ask questions like that.
Pancakes yes. or waffles?
Yes.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pizza or waffles? Pizza.
Okay.
What was your AIM screen name?
Have I been to Amsterdam? I have not, but I would love to go at some point.
Do you want kids someday?
Once.
Do you want kids someday?
Do you want to come over tonight? Yes. I'll already be here.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
What do I think of tacos? Yes. I love a taco.
Where did you go to college?
Do you want to go?
Where did you go to college?
Where did you go to college? I went to Berklee College of Music.
You got a couple of those.
What are your hobbies?
Oh, last one.
Who are you copying? I'm not. No one. I am authentically me.
Fuck yeah.
You got three of those, dude.
Oh, really?
The last one was what are your hobbies? Really? But I just liked your answer there, regardless. Pizza you got. And it was pancakes or waffles. But you
said
pizza.
Is that where I thought you asked if I was a bottom?
That was real.
She did.
That was real, yeah.
To be fair, my gay manager approved the question.
It was the best response possible. No. Keep it.
And
keep it.
You got the favorite flavor. You did well.
You did good. I was like,
wait, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
My turn.
Let me write down a few more of these. Who's your celebrity crush?
Oh my God. What?
Who's your celebrity crush?
You're doing this on purpose.
Is he not moving his lips?
Do I have a crush? Yeah, no, Daryl. No.
Okay, kind of.
Do you like smelling farts?
Oh my God, how do you do this?
Do you like smelling farts?
One time.
Do you like smelling farts?
Do you like spaghetti liver? I'm so bad at reading lips.
Answer the question.
Like do you like smelling farts?
Go again.
Do you like smelling farts?
Do I like sunflowers?
Yeah.
No.
What do you hate most about being famous?
Oh my God, guys. This game is impossible.
Okay. What do you hate most about being famous? What do you hate most about being famous? She's crying. She has tears in her eyes. What do you hate most about being famous?
What are you capable of doing?
Yeah.
Sing.
Period.
I can write songs.
Yes, you can, Megan. I'm so glad you finally come to that realization.
I can't read at all.
You can read, just not.
Favorite meal of the day, breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
I can hear you a little because of breakdown. What's my favorite meal of the day?
Fuck!
There you go.
I'm giving you easy questions. You're giving me hard questions.
Huh?
Oh, who's your favorite sibling?
What's my favorite celebrity?
Oh, that's good.
I almost said Jamie Foxx.
Sure.
I love Jamie Foxx.
Valid. Yes, he's great.
That's right.
I really, there are tears.
She's loving
eyes.
This.
She is obsessed.
I'm so sweaty. Look at my pit stains. Did I do them?
I have one more.
Yeah, you go.
Wait, hold on. Let the song start. Ow. Here you go.
Well, I this kind of works for
wait,
what
the mic
you were
is coming about.
This kind of works for what you were just saying. What's your favorite song?
Your questions are too long.
No, he's not going yet. Not yet.
What's your favorite song you've ever written?
Okay, do it again.
What's your favorite song you've ever written?
What's my favorite song of the year?
Okay.
Easy. My new song. I don't listen to anything else.
It's a great song.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I'm thinking.
You're like,
okay, if you were a gay man, would you be a top or a bottom?
If I were a man, would I be a top or bottom? I'd be both.
She's a verse queen.
Give her a
verse
receiver.
Queen.
I'd be both.
I would say Megan's a top.
All right.
Oh, I'm sweating.
How much do you love your fans?
What?
How much do you love your fans?
How much do you live by?
How much do you love your fans?
How much do I love a lot?
How much do you love your fans?
How much do I love myself? How much do you love yourself?
Answer the
answer.
I like 70. Okay.
Oh my God, guys. We'll apologize for her. She only likes 70 of you.
80 sometimes.
She only likes 80 of you.
Like 80.
Oh my God.
Oh, the Megatrons are not going to like that.
The Megatrons. Okay, you're good.
I'm done.
Yeah.
You just said you only liked 80 of your fans.
I said, how much do you love your fans?
And that.
Oh no.
Isn't that fun?
That's a great game. You're up.
Okay. You're up.
Okay, wait. Let me write down some questions for him.
What's a good loud song that's always loud?
Torch me with whatever you want.
Here, I'll text you mine. Oh, that was hard. You'll never get this.
Oh, no shot. I'm not good at reading lips. I feel like you're pretty good.
Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Where do we go when we die?
What?
Where do we go when we die?
What?
Where do we go when we die?
Why would I go outside?
Answer the question.
It's too scary.
Oh,
good answer.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
When did you start to like Daryl?
What?
Impossible. Okay.
When did you start to like Daryl?
Open your fucking mouth.
Megan, please. When did you start to like Daryl?
What do I think about the girl Carla? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Megan has a... Your publisher was Carla, right? She's awesome. Carla was awesome.
She's... Okay, cool.
Okay.
Daryl, she's awesome.
What would you type?
What's my name? Ryan.
Okay.
What's it?
What'd you type?
What's my type?
Fuck.
I don't really have a type per se. I'm an ass man.
How many kids do you want?
What?
How many kids do you want?
How many drugs am I on? None anymore. No more drugs.
Woo! Okay. Yes, yes.
How many kids do you want?
How many kids do I want?
Fuck. My
see?
God, you do the next.
You just have to...
Yeah, he knows my mouth.
Yes.
I think I'd want two kids. Wait. Who's asking now? Wait, is this your turn?
Yeah, here's the turn.
You can ask me whatever.
The rest. Wait, say, when do you think you'll move out? That's
when do you think you'll move out?
When do I think I'm going to move out?
Fuck!
Whoa!
Probably 40. I got 10 years.
Okay. Who do you like more?
What?
Who do you like more, dad or mom?
Who do I like more, dad or mom?
God damn it!
I can't choose that. I love
dad's
them both
in the room
so
right
equally.
Now. Who's your celebrity crush?
Who's my celebrity crush?
God damn
Sydney
it,
Sweeney.
Ryan.
Sydney
me
Sweeney.
Me too.
Same Sydney as well. Sweeney. What? Oh, I have one. Back to me. Which Spice Girl is your favorite?
That's good.
What?
It's because he's wearing the shirt right now. Which Spice Girl is your favorite?
You don't have to get quieter.
This is hard.
Oh,
wait, play a song. Okay.
Which Spice Girl is your favorite?
What is he saying? Which
Spice Girl is your favorite?
Which sibling is my favorite? Yeah.
Which Spice Girl
is that your was favorite? Very clear. Which Spice Girl is your favorite?
What Spice Girl is my favorite?
Almost.
Wait, what?
He's a fucking hypocrite. What? You don't know this band.
Yeah, he really is. Okay, we're going to move on.
We're going to move on.
Because on theme, if you were a gay man, would you be a top or bottom?
Oh, if I was a gay man, would I be a top or a bottom?
You got to go bottom or top.
Bottom or top.
Probably verse.
Work, Ryan. Right. Yes.
I like the give and take.
Great.
What scares you the most? What scares you the most?
See, now you're trying to do what I'm trying. Do.
What scares you the most?
What?
What scares you the most?
What upsets me the most? What upsets me the most?
What scares you the most?
What the most?
What scares you the most? What scares
just answer.
You
he can't see me.
What just upsets answer. Me the most?
Just answer.
What upsets me the most?
We need a fun one to end on.
War. Why? Why is there war?
War.
War. Ditto. War. Okay. Right. End on a high one. Wait.
One more.
Trying to think of words.
What's your least favorite Meghan Trainor song?
Oh, he definitely read that.
Who are my favorite managers?
No. What's your least favorite Meghan Trainor song?
Who do I think the your favorite Backstreet Boys are?
How did we get there? What song by your sister Meghan Trainor?
Too long.
What song by Meghan Trainor is
do
bad?
You hate. Yeah.
What song is Meghan Trainor is bad?
Which song is Meghan Trainor's bad?
I fucking hate Me Too. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too.
I didn't write that
fucking
part.
Hate
I didn't write that part, so I don't take offense.
Whoa, that's a good. Whoa. There's a clip there for TikTok for sure. I fucking hate Me Too. Gasps. End video.
Yay, I love that game.
Whoa, that was amazing.
See,
I had a fun time.
It's a blast.
Why can't I read lips at all?
Yeah, you're pretty bad.
You guys both had a little mouse when you were doing it.
We both have little mouse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We do.
I was like, I got these.
It's because your new teeth are like you're getting used to talking with the lips.
They're veneers.
When did you get them?
Recently, for my birthday. On our birthday, I was crying and pain.
Wow.
A lot of pain.
That was a fucking jam, by the way.
It's,
right?
It's,
that song.
It's painful to get them.
So painful. Yeah.
Don't they just
They grind down.
Bro, they file
my
down
teeth.
Your teeth to little
and
itty
then
bitty.
They pop up.
Have you ever
ones.
Seen it?
I've seen those, but that's what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. To all your teeth.
And,
like,
and so, and,
she
and
did
you have to get them like redone every 10 years or something like that?
I hope not.
I thought that was the thing. It was like you.
Oh, I didn't sign that part of the deal. I didn't read that part in the contract.
Got it. But they're fine. Like, you enjoy them?
They're sturdy now. Yeah. 3 months of pain, though.
3 months? Yeah. Like, was it hard to eat?
Just a little annoying, yeah. Just a little, I'm going to chew on this side, you know? Anyways. Thank you so much.
That was
for
a great time.
Listening.
This was a blast.
Thank you. This was
you the
so
fucking
much
man.
Fun.
Chris Olsen, everybody.
Thank you. Chris Olsen. Meghan Trainor. Meghan Trainor. Chris Olsen.
All the way to California to do this.
Of course. I literally moved here just for this. So thank you guys.
Truly an honor.
Thank you guys.
Congrats. We'll hang out. Socials.
Promote,
yeah, promote
whatever
yourself.
You got going on. Yeah.
Follow me at Chris on TikTok or not Olsen Chris at TikTok.
Just at Chris?
At Chris.
That's fucking.
I'm just
what
Chris.
What the fuck did you do?
I emailed TikTok.
Balling.
I couldn't even. Well, I got Meghan Trainor, but I had to
work
for it.
Yeah, you're good now. You're all right.
You had to work for
Instagram,
it.
Instagram, I was Meghan _ Trainor for
really?
All this time until this year.
Wow.
Almost 9
was
years.
Was the person who had Meghan Trainor, were they like?
She was like a fitness person, I think.
Wow.
She probably was, a dead account,
was,
though.
Was, she was Meghan Trainor, but like that wasn't her real name. She
Maybe.
Was just a trainer.
Who knows?
Who was Meghan. Yeah, so follow those, a trainer who was Meghan. Follow those accounts. I may be coming out with a coffee brand sometime this year. So
oh
just be
sick.
On the watch for that. Sick. And yeah. Check out the things, those things.
And he'll be on Broadway very soon. Love you all so much.
Bye. Working on a pod, all socials, Meghan Trainor's YouTube channel to watch the videos.
Yeah, you gotta go watch it.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening, watching, and enjoying. I appreciate you all.
Bye.
Bye.